Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you one year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Yeah.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause we gon' show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When ain't looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, September the 20th, Wednesday, September the 20th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we want to continue with talking about the spirit realm. We want to continue introducing you to what's going to be included inside the new series that starts on September the 25th. The cost of that series, again, is $49 if paid before September the 22nd. After September the 22nd, cost is $99. During this series, we're laying down what I think is something that's really important, especially with today's climate, because everything that's happening today is designed to really limit, if you want to use that term, or distract, if you want to use that term, your ability to focus. When we think about all of the hurricanes, when we think about the flooding, when we think about the earthquakes that are going over, that are taking place. When we think about what's happening in the world with the wars and the rumors of wars, everything that is taking place today is designed to distract you from engaging in one of the things that make up the spirit realm, and that is shareable experiences. We talked about yesterday one of the things that separate people from living an authentic life. One of the things that the biggest mistakes that I made in my life was loving things that I only possess. So yesterday we talked about the spirit realm consists of being able to love without possessing. Now, if you really examine your life, you will find that you are not able to do that. The majority of us find it very difficult to love things that we don't own. In other words, it's very difficult, it is very rare to find someone who goes around the neighborhood and cuts everybody's yard in their neighborhood for free. It's very difficult to find someone who's go around the neighborhood and washes everybody's car for free, who puts gas. I've never seen anyone at a gas station standing there paying for everybody to fill up their gas tank because they don't own it. You will find in your life, as I found in mine, we operate in the flesh, which is the self, because the word self is the word flesh in reverse. The biggest mistake that I made in my life was thinking that if I just changed my environment, it would change my reality. And so I've suffered from what is called destination addiction. Many of us have suffered from the same thing. You guys know that I am probably one of the most flawed individuals on the planet. In fact, my flaws outnumber most people's flaws that I've experienced. But the thing that allows me to exist, the only reason that you don't see me on the news tonight, is there is this thing that's called grace and mercy. It is the ability to understand that even though I am flawed, I am perfectly, purposely flawed. My flaws are there on purpose. Let me say that again. So I am purposely, not perfectly. So the word perfect and the word purpose are interchangeable in the spirit realm. So I've done 5 series up to this point. This is the 6th series, and we have 1 left. The reason why it is important for you to participate in the series that starts on Monday is because this series helps you to understand one of the things that I failed to understand, which is God is spirit. Those that work for him, those that worship him, must work for him, must worship him in the spirit. The Bible says, walk in the spirit. So I spend a lot of time in the flesh. The flesh means I only do shiznits that benefit me. I don't do shiznits that benefit other people. You won't find me out cutting my neighbor's grass, even though my neighbor just had a stroke, and it would probably be beneficial for me to assist him, but you won't find me doing that. Why? I'm a flesh dude. You won't find me doing nothing that doesn't benefit me. In fact, every decision that I've made in my entire life, if you really examine it, benefits me. Even when I make decisions that benefit other people, it still benefits me. Everything that I've done in my life, now I can sit up here and debate and argue. We could talk about intent. That's great. Unfortunately, the road to hell is paved with good intention. So if I'm honest, if I'm transparent, I'm going to come on this show and I'm going to do what most leaders, what most teachers, what most people that are quote-unquote men don't do. That is air out their dirty laundry. And one of the things that I found out is that when my life is an open book, it allows other people to open up their lives and to be an open book. And so the closer I get to my natural vibratory state, the more my experiences are shareable. So one of the things that we'll be discussing in detail is the science behind shareable, empowering experiences. Now, yesterday we broke down the word empower. And the word empower means the letter E stands for electric or electro. The letter M stands for magnetic. The letter P stands for prisoner. The letter O stands for of or others. The letter W stands for war or word. The letter E and R are together. It stands for your or you. So empowered is simply a code for an electromagnetic prisoner of words. That's what you are. So if I want to empower myself, if I want to empower you, I need to have what is called empowering experiences that are shareable. Now, I'm not going to share my electromagnetic, which is another word for thoughts, with you if they are derogatory towards you. For example, if you are Caucasian, and I am, last time I checked, I looked in the mirror this morning, and I'm still a black man. Crazy. I thought maybe, hey, I could change, but unfortunately or fortunately, every time I look in the mirror, no matter how much I try not to be a black man, I'm a black man. At the end of the day, I'm still a short black man from Richmond, Texas. So no matter how much I want to change that, it's not going to change. So I need to just embrace that and share that. So I will never be 6'5", blonde hair, blue eyes, Caucasian. I don't give a damn how much I try. That dog don't hunt. It'll never happen. Now, some people say that you can do that. Last I checked, as far as I know, that's something that I can't do. So I'm not going to spend time trying to change something that is unchangeable. What I am going to do, however, is I am going to bloom where I'm planted. I'm going to embrace who I am. I'm going to share my true, authentic self with the world. And in order to do that, I must do two things that we talked about yesterday. I must, number one, find my true identity. I must, number two, understand that identity so that way, number three, I can have authority. So the only reason that I don't have authority, more of it, I have a lot of it. Now, authority has nothing to do with bouncing other people around. Authority has to do with bouncing yourself around. I said a statement yesterday that is very profound. I recommend you write this statement down. Most people spend their life trying to control other people's energy instead of spending their life controlling their own energy. Biggest mistake I ever made in my life. I spent a lot of time. Now, I can bring my five children on here. They'll tell you, yeah, that Negro was a control freak. My children couldn't cough. They couldn't breathe. They couldn't walk. They couldn't twitch unless I gave the instruction on when, where, and how to do it. I ran my house like a military boot camp. Why? That's called ego. That's called flesh. That's called arrogance. It's the total opposite of what I'm sharing with you today. As I talked about yesterday, and as I'm going to share the science behind. See, anybody can tell you what to do, but I found in my life very few people that can show me and model how to do. Everybody can say, hey, Brother Will, you got a problem. Okay, that's awesome, dude. However, can you help me overcome my problem? Yeah, good luck with that, brother. We'll see you on the other side. That's what I've heard. I've had a lot of people who could tell me that something was wrong with me or my behavior, but nobody could tell me how to fix it. Nobody could model it. Nobody could show me it. So that's what I intend to do. In fact, that's what I've been doing if you really look at the last series. So right now, as you're listening to me, you have spent all of your life looking at other people and trying to control other people, if you're honest. Now, if you're not honest, then okay, another study for another time. We got to go back to my book that I wrote on being authentic. You got to start there. See, first thing you got to do is you got to understand you. See, I understand that there are certain things that I am going to do, certain things I just ain't going to do. I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm just going to embrace it. That's the way God made me. So I'm not going to feel bad anymore for being me. See, a lot of people made me feel bad. Now, remember, nobody can disrespect you unless you let them. Nobody can make you feel nothing unless you let them. So I'm not going to allow nothing outside of me to affect inside of me. And I recommend you do the same thing, because if you don't, the enemy will always send somebody into your life to destroy your life by making you feel bad for being you. You don't got to change. You are perfectly flawed on purpose. So whatever your flaw is, God gave it to you the same way that he gave Paul his. And Paul asked three times, Lord, take this thorn from me. God told him no. He said that my grace is sufficient for you. In fact, he even told him why he's flawed. See, if you wasn't flawed, you would not be able to basically get into where I'm going to express, expose, and expand, which is what the church calls heaven. You would not be able to get there if you wasn't flawed. So your flaw keeps your head from getting so big that it can't fit through the door. That's why you got a flaw. So stop crying. Stop praying. Stop begging. Stop pleading. Stop trying to fit into a box. You ain't going to fit. Your head is too big. But thankfully, it's not so big that you can't fit into heaven. So God flawed you on purpose. So now we need to understand, how do I operate in the realm of shareable experiences? That means that I need to think in a way that if you was in my brain, I would not be ashamed of my thoughts. So when I think thoughts that are not shareable, that separates me from eternity or the spirit. So the spirit realm is made up of an electromagnetic pulses that we call thoughts that are universal. That's what we call God. So God is the atmosphere of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness. Now, do you have that atmosphere right now in your head? And can I do anything that can take you out of that atmosphere? If I can, that means that you need to go back to listen to the show that I did yesterday, which is what I'm doing. And that is, I am loving things that I don't own. I'm loving people that don't like me. See, the Bible says anybody can love people who love them back. That's easy. But can you love somebody that don't like you? Can you love Donald Trump? I don't know. Donald Trump got a lot of people that like him. He got a lot of people that don't like him. Excuse me. But the question is, if I walk up to you and slap you on your left cheek, will you turn to me the right cheek? I don't think so. Excuse me. So how do we get into the spirit realm? That's what I'm going to be sharing on Monday, September the 25th. Again, the cost is $49. After the 22nd, cost will be $25. The cost will be $99. So $49 for the early registration. Because like me, we all have to change the way we think. See, we've been taught what to think, but we haven't been taught how to think. So right now, I gave you a bunch of colors. You was born with the ability to paint. That means think. But nobody told you what canvas to paint on. So we want to change the canvas, not the paint. That's the spirit realm. So Luke chapter 4 is an example that I would like to share with you of a shareable experience. Now, shareable experiences are bad things that happen in your life that you get victory in. It's called a test. And once you pass it, you get a test money or testimony. Now, the word testimony is testimony, testimony. Now, what I'm going to share starting on Monday is I am going to prove to you by using our current government. And I'm going to prove to you how what happened to you at birth is also what is happening to you right now. What does that mean? As I've talked about before, we live in a world that is based upon words. Your words, your thoughts establishes your world, W-H-I-R-L. That is what is called a single standing column of energy. You are a black hole. Black means the absence of all color. So what does that mean? That means that you are subject to universal spiritual law. And the best example that I can show you is universal natural law. Okay, Brother Will, what is natural law? Natural law means that I am going to use what God meant for good and use it for evil to trap light and to pull your energy. See, I've been an energy vampire all my life, whether it was knowingly or unknowingly. Let me prove it to you. Now, during the series, I'm going to go a lot deeper. But for now, you have an aura. That's called your spirit. It's called your chi. It's called your prana. Now, I've asked if anybody want proof, which is what I'm going to be breaking down, to watch the movie Kung Fu Panda 2. Also watch the movie Guardian of the Galaxies 2. In both of these movies, they talk about chi, prana, spirit, your aura. The word aura comes from A-U and R-A. A-U is the, on the periodic table, it is the representation of gold. So the letters A-U is R. R-A is Ra, the Egyptian god, which represents the sun. So those two letters together, those four letters, is A-Ra. It is your aura. Your aura is your chi. Your chi is your prana. Your prana is your ruach. Your ruach is your spirit. That's what exists in the spiritual realm. So in the spirit realm, something is wanting to control your chi. So in the movie Kung Fu Panda 2, it explains how that is done in a cartoon. It also explains it in Guardian of the Galaxies Part 2, along with Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, these are movies that I recently watched that I'm going to break down starting on Monday. So the reason that you need to participate in this series is right now your chi, your prana, is being manipulated by you. So your flesh is manipulating your spirit. Now, I got a 200-page book that explains this process called I Am Too Human. So all of the words, for example, the word individual, the word person, the word I, are not in the Bible. Those are Luciferian terms. A term is a prison sentence. You are a battery. Brother Will, what do you mean? All I'm simply saying is that word magic that we call language, that is from the god Lane Gu Age. That is the god of linguistics or phonics. So when you was born, now I just had a birthday. Let me explain to you what that means. So my birthday is my born day, but it's not B-I-R-T-H. It is B-E-R-T-H. It is maritime law. It is commerce. So what the enemy's done is he's usurped natural law, and he's playing word magic or word games. Now, I broke this down because the words that you use are swords that cut. If I add the letter S to the word, I get a sword. Now, the Bible says that the word of God is like a two-edged sword. That's called, in science, cymatics or tonology. Now, I've talked about in the three-hour series that I did on how to put the tone, the frequency of the wave back in your voice. So the English language is designed in a way that produces a magic spell on you. So there's a movie called, Despicable Me. In that movie, they have something called Minions. Now, Minions are, again, dominions or demons. So a minion is a trick that you play. It's a con game or it's a shell game. It's the ability to make something represent something that it is not. What do you mean, Brother Will? So B-E-R-T-H is what happened to me, you, and everybody else, this is called maritime law. It's not commercial law or military law. It's maritime law. So maritime law is martial law. So when I was born, there was a doctor there that delivered me, just like he did you. And the word doctor comes from the word doctor, D-O-C-K-O-R-E, doctor. Now, I'm going to break this down in the series, but you came through the birth canal, which represents a ship channel. All ships. Now, notice the word ship has the word, inside the word shipping is the word ship. Now, the reason why these words are so important, because they were given to you by the Phoenicians. Now, the Phoenicians were the people that was in charge when God told Abraham to leave a city called Ur, which is E-R. He told him to leave that city because they was practicing what is called M-A-G-I-Q-U-E in the Latin, which is that in the Greek, it gives us the word M-A-G-I-K-O-S, which in English gives us the word magic, which in science gives us the word magnetic. So the word magic is the word magnetic without the net. So the word magnetic, now remember, empowerment means electrical, magnetic, prisoner of words. So the word electric means that you have been elected. Somebody picked you out and says that one. The word magnetic means magic net. So there is a magic net. Every time you do what I do, see, I do what I do very well. So if I was really a bad guy, people think, I had a guy, a client told me that, Brother Will, I would like to work with you, but I'm afraid for myself and my family. I just got the email. Because I know that you are in a position, if you do my Dear Kinnear report, that tells you everything about me. It tells, so you know how to push my buttons to get me to do stuff I don't want to do. And I'm afraid for myself and my family, because by the time I figure out what's going on, it'll be too late. This dude was 19, 20 years old. Very smart kid. I told the kid that I would not do his report or take his money or work for or work with him because fear. See, what you fear about is what you bring about. See, if you work with someone who's afraid of something, just like Job, the thing you fear overrides the thing that you faith. So I know natural law and I know spiritual law. And I know that these two laws war against each other. So I told the young man, until he get rid of his fear of me, why would you hire me if you are afraid of me? Now, the word hire is the word hireling. The Bible talks about a hireling. The hireling is a wolf in sheep's clothing. So if a person is working only for money, that person is a wolf. Now, that's not a bad thing. Wolves are needed in society because they get rid of, again, all of the a certain type. They keep a balance. For example, if you take the wolves like they did out of, I think it was Yellowstone Park, then the deer start to overpopulate and eat up all the grass, and it causes an ecological imbalance. So wolves are needed to keep the balance. That's what the Bible says. Rich people retain wealth. But how do they do it? Ruthless. Now, is there anything wrong with that? Absolutely not. Because why? It's needed to create balance. As I've talked about before, people look at a turtle. People may look at a dog. People may look at a giraffe. People may look at a pigeon. Then people may look at an eagle. All of those animals have different perspectives because they got different viewpoint. So if you're a turtle, you got a good view of the ground. If you're an eagle, you got a good view of the sky. Is the turtle's view better than the eagle's? No, just different. So you see a Muslim, you want to kill him. Muslims see a Christian, they want to kill the Christian. Christian sees the Buddhist, they want to kill the Buddhist. The Buddhist sees Hare Krishna or Jehovah's Witness, they want to kill them. They're all the same, they got just different viewpoints. That we all looking at the same picture, just from different dimensions. And so the enemy is playing this dimensional game. How? With words. So, Brother Will, what does that mean? Words are magnetic. Words are magic. They produce tones or powerful vibrational patterns, and patterns are power. The dark magicians are obsessed with controlling chi. As you will see, if you watch the movies that I recommend, so you can understand why you need to be on the show that starts Monday on the September the 25th. Again, the cost is $49. Because somebody is controlling your chi. And if it's not somebody outside of you, it's somebody inside of you. Your flesh is not allowing you to participate in the spirit realm. How do I know? Because you're controlled by, some people are controlled by a leaf. It's called tobacco. Some people are controlled by another leaf called marijuana. Some people are controlled by another leaf or a piece of bamboo called cane, sugar. That would be me. I like eating sugar. I'm not going to lie. So when I go cold turkey off sugar, which I do pretty much every 3 months or so, I have the same withdrawal symptoms as a dope head. My palms get sweaty. I have a headache. I start sweating. For the 3 to 5 days, it's not good. I'm irritated. I'm agitated. Why? I'm detoxing off of the power of the addiction of sugar. Some people are addicted to grapes. That we call it alcohol. Now, alcohol is an elixir. It opens doors. Now, why is this important? That prevents you from doing what I'm recommending. Brother Will, what are you recommending? I'm recommending that you love without possession. So you walk past a beautiful rose that you see on a tree. Your immediate instinct is go pick the rose. If you pick the rose, you kill it because you stop it from growing. The moment you seek to own it, to control it, is the moment that you kill it. Control doesn't exist in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm, everything is common. The wealth is common. That's why everybody got it. Health is common. That's why everybody got it. Wisdom is common. Relationships is common. So in other words, if you're not right now wealthy, healthy, wise, in a great relationship, that means you're trying to own it. You're trying to control it instead of loving it. Now, do you love it or do you love the process of it? What do you mean? Now, I talked about the difference between you can never be attached to the goal. You must be attached to the role. See, I'm not attached to the goal of making or getting big muscles. So when I go to the gym and I lift weight, bodybuilders or people come up to me and say, hey, man, what are you working out for? My response is nothing. The next response is, why are you working out so hard? My response is, I like the process. And then they have a dumbfounded look on their face. So you're not training for nothing. No. So you don't got a weight loss goal. No. So you don't have a muscle. You're not trying to increase your bicep muscles by 1 inch. No. You're not trying to lose no weight off your waist. No. You're not trying to run a mile and you're not trying to save no time off your mile time. No. So what is my goal for going to the gym? Health. I work out because I like the process of working out. I'm not attached to the goal. I'm not trying to own a specific outcome while working out. So you go to work, right? And your goal is to make X amount of dollars. What if your goal is to become a millionaire? Now, making the goal, don't get me wrong, nothing wrong with making a goal. owning the goal, being possessed by the goal, that's the problem. Because if you don't achieve the goal, what happens? You feel. What do you feel? If I got a goal, my goal is to marry Halle Berry, and I pursue Halle Berry, I meet Halle Berry, and I go and I take Halle Berry out to dinner, and I get shot down. What happens next? I feel something. What do I feel? I feel bad. Why? I didn't meet my goal. But what if I'm attached to the process and I'm not attached to the goal? See, the process is what the spirit realm is. In the spirit realm, there are patterns. In the spirit realm, there's processes, there's procedures, there's products. The spirit realm is a realm of what is called mechanized science that is not based upon lower level laws that are based upon words. But in order to understand the spirit realm, you must understand the lower level realms. What does that mean? Words. Words can direct and control energy because they carry sound and frequencies. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. Right now, we live in the United States of America. Now, the word United States means united, means a bunch of something came together. States means ruling dispositions of America. So United States is not a country. It's a bunch of demons or dispositions, thoughts that come together. This is what, again, is called maritime law. It's called the law of the merchants. We live in that type of a system. So most people don't understand that. Most people don't know what maritime law is. And so when we talk about these words that create our world, we don't understand what a certificate of manifest is, which is a record. We call it a birth certificate. But a B-I-R-T-H is really a B-E-R-T-H. You don't get a certificate of live birth. You get a certificate of birth, meaning it has to do with the unloading of a docked product that it has been shipped. So according to the dark entities that want to control your chi, you are what is called a straw man. Now, this gets really difficult for some people. That's why I don't like talking about it. I lose a lot of people when I talk about the basic information when a product is unlivered at a dock and it goes through the basic process so that way the product can be delivered to somebody for consumption. You are the product, your chi, your prana, your energy. As you will see, if you watch the movie Kung Fu Panda 2, if you watch the movie Guardian of the Galaxies 2, if you watch the Pirates of the Caribbean 4 or 5, whatever the last one is, they are putting the truth in plain sight. So the word birth phonetically, now remember, our definitions come from the Phoenicians. P-H-O-N-E-T-I, how do you spell Phoenicians? That was a group of people way, way back in the day before Christianity. It's good 5,000 years before that was such a thing as Jesus Christ. That's where Abraham came from. All of the Abrahamic religions, there's only two, Christianity and Islam, which is interesting. They both fighting against each other, and they both come from the same source. That's another study for another time. So the process of delivering a product from a vessel, do you know that's what you are? Because you got blood vessels in your body. So you are a vessel. Now, women, you have a womb that is a tomb. You give birth through delivering of a baby or a body. So a baby is a body, and a body is a vessel. So a vessel is called a ship. And so this is a shipping enterprise that is going on. Have you ever heard of the term mothership? What does a mothership mean? When somebody say mothership, what are they talking about? Now, this is all of the stuff that my buddy Jordan Maxwell talks about. I'm only mentioning this to give you an understanding that the same thing that happens on a lower level, this level, is the same thing that happens on a higher level, spiritual level. Now, let me make sure you understand the process. All they're doing is playing with words. In the spirit realm, there is no words. In the spirit realm, there's only thought. So in the spirit realm, they play with thoughts. So what's going on in your head right now? Somebody playing mind games on you, bro. Somebody playing mind games on you. Sis, who is that somebody? You. Your flesh says, we want to eat. Your spirit says we actually don't even need food. Now, it's been biologically proven that you can live without putting no food. There's a dude that's 70-something years old that food has not touched his mouth in 70 years. Now, the video's on YouTube. Whether it's true or not, it's irrelevant. What matters is it's been biologically proven that the sun contains everything that you need for your body to exist without taking in what we call physical food. So why do we eat physical food? There's a thought in our head that releases a chemical in our body that says, feed us, feed us. If you turn off that chemical, what happens? The body automatically adjusts to living without food. So everything that you do is the result of a chemical response that's based upon words that we call thoughts. Change thoughts, change chemicals. So anytime I want to change my chemical makeup of my body, I change my thoughts. So anytime I want to control my chi or my prana, now I've done this, I can, now again, inside of the, what was that movie? I can't remember the movie. The dude that was, had a mental problem and he changed the molecular structure of his skin. It just came out. What was the name of that movie? Oh, I'm trying to remember the name of it. Anyway, he had multiple personality. He had multiple personality disorder, actually. And one scene he comes out, he's nice. Next scene he's a little kid. Next scene he's a lady. Next scene he turns into the beast. And he starts cannibalizing. He starts eating people. These were all mental dispositions. The church calls them demons. Now, if you don't understand that when you meet somebody that got these mental dispositions, you just say, oh, that's just Uncle Bob. That's just the way that he is. You might not want to go to sleep around Uncle Bob. Because then, Uncle, you may end up getting violated by Uncle Bob. You don't know why, because Uncle Bob got a bunch of dispositions. Now, these dispositions are fed. But how? Through the mothership. Now, the birthing process, B-E-R-T-H-I-N-G, is the same process as the B-I-R-T-H-I-N-G, wordplay. It's the process of delivering a vessel, energy. So somebody wants to steal that energy. Now, when you are a baby inside of your mother's womb, you are surrounded by what? Think for a moment. When you're inside your mother's womb, you're surrounded by water. It's called antibiotic fluid antibiotics fluid, I think. What's the word for it? It's the fluid inside of the woman's womb. Amniotic fluid. So this amniotic fluid is made up of mostly water. In other words, you are living in seawater. In the book of Revelation, it talks about the monster that comes out of the sea. Now, you are made up of 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons, 666. The monster that come out of the sea, that's you, homie. Now, I know you're looking for the devil out there. Keep looking for him. I understand. But when you finish, go look in the mirror. You will see the devil. Now, but people tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, I don't understand that, brother, man. I don't, brother, that's, come on, dog. Okay, let's continue. See, you've been living in water. In water, there's something called the law of the sea. This is called Admiralty Law. Now, why, when you're born, there is a cord that is cut, and on your belly, in the middle of your belly, everybody has something called a navel. Now, I was in the military. I was a division of the Navy, which is a part of, or which is a word that means navel. Now, they could have called that your belly button. How come they don't just call it belly button? So you were connected by a umbilical cord. When you cut it, it becomes your navel. Now, this, my brothers and sisters, this umbilical cord that connects you to the mothership, they could have used any word, and they used the word navel because the word navel sounds phonetically like the word navy. Now, navy is the military of the sea. Now, the navel is a word that is related to the amniotic fluid, which is a word that is related to the sea. So notice when you give birth, it comes down the birth canal. When the ship comes in the shore, it goes through the birthing or the ship canal. And then it goes in and it is docked. So the word doctor is pronounced very similar to the word docked. So a doctor or a D-O-C-K is just like a D-C, D-O-C-T-O-R. Both of these words phonetically. Now remember, according to the Egyptian Book of the Dead, now remember the movie Mummy? The first one, they open up this book and they start reading stuff. Shizness start coming off the wall. Skeletons came out of the ground. Sound. Now you can go to YouTube right now. Right now. If you go to YouTube and type in the word cymatics, they will put sand on a plate. They will play this music. The sand comes together and forms like little entities. Don't believe me? Go to YouTube, type in cymatics, watch the video. Triple dare you. Triple dare you to go to YouTube right now and type it in. What does sound do to material or rock? The word ore, O-R-E, is a organic chemical. It means metal-bearing mineral rock. Don't believe me? Go to dictionary.com, type it in. It, O-R-E, so you are a D-O-C-K hyphen. O-R-E. That's why you need a doctor to deliver you. Delivery, brother, what does that mean? You are a baby. That represents ore. Ore is a mineral. So you are being mined, elfed, Father, touch the minds of your people. Do you know that the word mine, M-I-N-E, sounds exactly phonetically like the word mind, M-I-N-D? So anybody ever seen a mine? How do we mine coal? Somebody please help me out. They dig. How do we mine? Brother, you've been mined. How do we mine ore? Oh, do you know that ore is a mineral, brother? Ore is a mineral, sister. It has certain etheric properties. What does it mean? It means that that's how they make batteries. Just like in the Matrix. You are a battery. Your energy. The dark forces want your energy. Period. Drop the mic. Exit stage left. And I need to teach you, because right now, somebody has already stolen your chi. You need to go get it back, homie. How do I know? Because your ass is tired. Why are you tired? You are a single standing column of waveform energy. Now, Nikola Tesla proved, along with my good buddy, Dr. Tom Bearden. Anybody want to blow the cookies? Type in the word vacuum, or just type in the word Colonel Tom Bearden, Army Colonel, who powers his house along with the entire state of Alabama. He could, but the government has him on a gag order right now. As I speak, he cannot talk about his energy device. So this dude pulls unlimited energy out of the vacuum. That means out of thin air. So did Nikola Tesla. He has a device that runs his house, his car. He makes so much energy, he sells it back. Now, Tom Bearden, you might want to look it up for yourself. I don't want you to believe me. Look it up for yourself. This is an energy war, brother. Plain and simple. We don't need gas. All of the energy devices that we use on this planned net is to keep you from getting to the place of understanding you are an energy device. Don't tell nobody I told you. If you ever figure out how to control the energy inside of you, instead of trying to control the energy outside of you, you'll never work a day in your life. Ever. Because why? How can I control you if you don't have nothing I need? The only way I can control you is because I got something that you got to have, sugar. I got to get you addicted to sugar because I contain the sugar. You got to come to me to buy it. Okay, that's sugar? Okay, what about marijuana? It's illegal for you to grow it, but I can grow it and sell it to you. Why do you think they're legalizing it now? Tobacco? I'm going to produce the cigarettes and sell them to you. Water? Now, you can dig in the ground and pull up your own water. Why do we got city water? Why do we pay the water board for water? Them fools they're trying to figure out how to get you to charge you for the air that you breathe. They ain't figured it out, but trust me, as soon as they figure it out, they're going to charge you for the air that you breathe. Why? Control. Your job is to control. Now, the word control is a code for the word spirit. So the natural law that I'm explaining is controlled by the dark forces that use maritime or martial law. They do it when you are born. They call it your birthday, but it's your born day. It's your the moment that the doctor, which is the person who delivers babies at a hospital, the doctor is the word D-O-C-K. What's his job? The only thing that the doctor does, he delivers the vessel. Now, the word or, again, O-R-E, is also the word A-U. Or is the word aura. Everybody has an aura. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that they can hear what thus says the word of God. Your aura. The Bible calls your spirit. There is a war going on for your soul. Where are you going to spend eternity, brother? Where are you going to spend eternity? If you don't understand, if you don't take this series, if you're not in this series on Monday, you will not understand that aura is an energy field that is part of the biological, electrical, magnetic field of a spiritual person. I've been saying this for 25 freaking years. You are a biological, electrical, magnetic, or chemical person. You produce a biological, electrical, chemical field. That is the only reason Jesus Christ came to this earth. Because the devil is stealing biological, electrical chemicals. And he's keeping them. He's stealing your aura. They're not mining gold. When you read the ancient text, they talk about the Anunnaki. They came here to mine gold. Every ancient text I've ever read, these fools are talking about physical gold, physical mines, the mineral gold. They got people walking around. Remember the movie Limitless? And old boy activated 100% of his brain, and he had this substance. It's called armus. In the Bible, it's called manna. Triple dare you. I've already done the show, researching. Triple dare you to go to dictionary.com or go to Google, type in the word manna, look it up. What does it made up of? It's made up of atomically rearranged electromagnetic O-R-E-M-U-S. I forgot what it stands for. Basically, white powder gold. That's what the 1%ers do. Now, unfortunately, just like in the movie Limitless, it derivals your DNA. Because remember, the body produces, as I've proven inside of my book, entheogens. So I'm drugged as the body, as the word Christos means, as I talked about before. It means drugged one. That's what the word of Christ means. Christos means drugged by Yah. Christos means implement of Yah. Now, I did the series about the two. That's when I had limited understanding. Now that I have a higher level of understanding, as I've been saying, never, ever, 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 ever fall for the trick of choosing between the knowledge of good and evil. Never do that. Never choose between option A and option B. That's the trick of the devil. Always choose option C. Because that's what they got me. Now, if you like me, you got to experience this for yourself. Go on out there, dog. Do your thing. When you're finished, just come back. Give me a call. I'll be here waiting for you. We'll continue. But trust me, you'll be back. I already did it. I spent 50 plus years, bro. You go out there, you spend 50. Have a amount of time you need to go out there and prove that what you think don't work. Take your time. Now, I may not be here when you come back. My teachings will still be here. But go out there and eat from the tree of knowledge of good. Be good. Do good shiznits. Watch what happens. Then go out there and eat from the tree of knowledge of evil. Do bad stuff. Then see what happens. When you finish being good, When you finish being bad, go back to the garden. That's the frontal lobe of the brain. Then eat from the tree of life. Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. Doesn't give a damn about no damn knowledge. Knowledge means no ledge. Look at the word. The K is silent. That means you ain't, if the more knowledge you got, just like King Solomon says, with an increase of knowledge comes an increase of sorrow. So the more you know, guess what? The more you sow. Now, knowledge is good, don't get me wrong. But knowledge, you can't use it in the spirit realm. You can't take knowledge, worldly knowledge, of what I'm explaining to you right now in the spirit realm. The spirit realm works on psychokinetics, mental telepathy. So you got to relearn everything. You got to discard everything that you learn about words. Linguistics, the linguistical God can't stay in the spirit realm. Now, how do you prove this? Go to the ocean, jump in, and try to breathe like the fish. Now, you can go in the ocean and you can stay underwater for a long time as long as you have what is something called oxygen or oxygen. If you don't believe me, test the theory. Go in the ocean, try to stay down there with no oxygen tank. So, what is oxygen for demons? It's called adrenochrome. Don't believe me? Look it up. Now, adrenochrome is why they got reality shows, because it produces something that demons need. Demons only can attach themselves to people who produce adrenochrome. That's why every animal is killed in a state of fear. That's why you are in a state of fear. That's why I don't do fear. Demons can only hang around people who oscillate and vibrate in fear. Again, don't believe me. Look it up. In fact, don't look it up. Do it for yourself. Don't do fear. Watch what happens to your brain. If you decide today not to do fear, now how do you do that? I replaced fear with faith. So every time fear comes into my brain, I replace it with faith. And watch how peaceful. Watch how the fruit in your life starts to manifest. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, all of this stuff is automatic. That's your natural vibratory state. Demons, they don't like you to do that. So they're going to bring things into your life that Luke 4, which we're talking about. So Luke chapter 4, verse 1 says, Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led. He wasn't pushed. He wasn't manipulated. He wasn't caught. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, last I checked, I don't see nobody signing up to go into the wilderness. Everybody I know, they're trying to get out. Everybody I know who having a hard time in life, you got financial problems, what are you trying to do? Destination addiction. You're trying to leave. You got problems in your relationship, what are you trying to do? Leave. You got problems with your health. When people have problems, if a fire starts in your home, you're going to run. I don't recommend you do that. I recommend you put the fire out. That's what Jesus did. That's how you operate in the spirit. See, in the Matrix, they said, Neo, when Neo was on all of the five levels that I've just taught, when Neo was operating in the flesh, remember the movie started? He was following the white rabbit, that tattooed on the lady's back. That represents the flesh, the white rabbit. Follow the white rabbit. All of the movies got it in there. All you got to open up the gate. If you operate on one of the five layers that I've just taught, that means that you are subjected to natural law. Now, the Bible says love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, against such things, there is no law. So the natural law doesn't apply to you. You have shareable experiences that are based upon those experiences. That's what Jesus did. So Jesus was, number one, full of the Holy Spirit. Now, the word holy means set apart. Spirit means ruling disposition. So there is a way of thinking that's totally different from everybody else's. What's that way of thinking? I don't do fear. Don't click on the news, man. What's on there? End of the world is coming. Flood, murder, mayhem, rape, pillage, kill, destroy. Everybody's preaching fear. You got saved because of fear. If you preach fear, you got a counterfeit conversion. I don't do fear. The moment anybody starts trying to induce fear, I know that that's demonic. Now, they don't know, so it's not the person. Remember, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So you don't check nobody. You don't get arrogant and all cocky. You don't get your panties in a wad. No, no, no. That's all Luciferian stuff. That's another trick of the devil. You fighting people when there's no such thing. The word people is not even in the Bible. From the definition that we got. So when I say word people, people go in the Bible and say, well, brother, where the word people is in the Bible, brother? Look at the definition of the word people in the Bible. Look at the definition of the word people in Black's Law Book, homie. Then call me. Until then, assalamu alaikum. The word person means spiritual monster. It doesn't mean a flesh and body. The definition that you got is fake, homie. Don't believe me? Look at the definition of the word fact in dictionary.com. Triple dare you. Triple dare you to go to dictionary.com. Type in the word F-A-C-T. That's what everybody tell me. They say, brother, well, I got facts, brother. Look it up, man. What does it mean? It means fictitious statement. A fact is a fictitious statement. What? The whole universe is built on facts. Everybody coming to me talking about facts. I don't debate people that got facts because facts is fictitious statements according to the definitions or the book that they use. So you got to understand that you're going up against a linguistical god who's a master of playing words. He's using your A-U-R-A. He turned it into two words that represents gold. Gold is God with Lucifer in it. That's why everything is based upon gold. Because G-O-L-D is G-O-L. L means Lord. Lord means Lucifer in the Kyrios, the Helios Biblios. The Latin word is aurum. A-U-R-M. It means gold in the original text. Because Latinization is Satanization. Why is every ancient text originally, trace it back, you find it, is written in Latin. Why? Why is every book in the Vatican Latin? Latinization is Satanization. This is why in chemistry, the symbol for gold is A-U. Don't believe me? Type it in. The word Ra, R-A, is the ancient Egyptian god Ra. It's pronounced Ray. It represents the sun god, which represents the sun ray. The Ra means, again, the word glory means the glow ray. So there is a war from the sun ray and the glow ray. Which one you got, bruh? Which one you got? If I'm a betting man, you got the sun ray. You ain't got the glow ray. The glory of God, brother. If you ain't got the glory of God, you got the sun, you got the Egyptian God. That's why black folks around the country who embracing this Egyptology, no disrespect. But that dog don't hunt. It's a little G. Your job is to understand that you're going up against a linguistical God that is the most cunning. The Bible said that he was the most cunning. You ever look at the definition of the word cunning? So I don't care how smart you are, Brother Will. You're going up against Lucifer. You're no match for him. Even the Archangel Michael said, hey, I ain't going to fight this dude. He says, the Lord God rebukes you. So even Michael, the Archangel Michael, doesn't take on Lucifer. Everybody is a body ship from the mother ship. That is brought into port and is docked by the doctor so it can be delivered. So the word delivered has to do with D, which means, again, the word desire means to sow. Sire means seed. The word D means to sow. Live, turn it around. L-I-V-E is E-V-I-L. It means to sow evil. When you are born on this earth, You're born on this earth to sow evil. I pray to God you don't believe me. I pray to God you don't believe me. All I got to do is look at your behavior and what I'm going to see. If I follow you around, remember, only shareable experiences are eternal. Only. Can you share your experiences with the world? Can you share your thought life with the world? I can't. I ain't going to lie. If you was in my brain and there was a secret microscope in my brain that was broadcasting my thoughts, you walk past me, I'm going to be like, look at that fool, man. Who the hell he think he is? I ought to go over there and bust him in the mouth. Is that shareable? Yeah, probably not. There might be a couple of pornographic images that flash by. There might be a lot of this, that, or the other that's not shareable. So is your life shareable? If your life and your thoughts are not shareable, they're not spiritual. They're not eternal. That's what you got to work on. So you out here talking about all of this shizness that's going on in the world. Who cares? If it ends, it ends. If it don't, it don't. I'm more concerned about your aura. See, they are mining, M-I-N-E-D, your gold, which is your aura. That's what mind control is. The word mind is phonetically the same as the word mind, M-I-N-E. The Anunnakis came to earth, and all of the text, it says they came, they got drills, they dug into the earth's soil, and they mined gold. And everybody walking around believe it. You know what it really means? It means inside of your gold, there's crystals there. I've been saying for 20 years, it's called the gold blue plasma. You ever heard of the blue bloods? There's a 13-year-old girl that's walking around in England right now as I speak. Her blood is blue. It's not like you're my blood. These are the indigo kids. They've been born now. Do you know what that means? Go to dictionary.com or any good dictionary. Look at the word I-C-H-O-R. In fact, I don't recommend you look it up, but if you want to blow your cookies and curl your toes, type it in. What does it mean, brother? It means alien blood. Where is it from? The blue bloods. What does it mean? It's the gold in your plasma. That's what's going on this planet. So if you do not understand how to oscillate and vibrate in the spirit realm, you will be a battery for the physical realm. That's what you are right now. How do I know? Because everybody that I know, myself included, we pay taxes. 60% of our income, in fact, goes to what? Now, taxes is your money. How do you get money? Energy. If you don't go to work, that's a whole other study for another time. If you don't go to work, you don't get no money. If you don't get no money, you can't pay your bills. Energy. Everything on this earth is about energy because that's what you are. The spirit realm is the energy realm. The energy realm is the entity realm. So if you don't know how to operate in the entity realm, brother, you don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, which is good news. But tomorrow, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify why you must. This next series is really not an option. Now, if you don't take the next series about how to operate in the spirit realm, let me tell you what's going to happen to you. Your body, during the ascension process that's already taking place, is a planetary. It ain't got nothing to do with some of this other stuff that's been taught. Inside of your blood, as I speak, there is a certain frequency that activates the I Chi or the I Core or the core, the C O R E. So in the movie Threshold, the CBS miniseries that was released in 2005. Which I told everybody to watch way back then. And if you haven't watched it, I'm going to encourage you again, please, please, brother, for your spiritual embeddingment, please watch the miniseries Threshold. I think it's on Netflix. Please. Yeah, I know it's kind of long. It's a miniseries. I understand. But your eternal destiny kind of hinges upon it. Now, in the CBS miniseries, they talked about how the food, how the plants, how the water, how the animals, how everything was changed to an acidic state. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. And it also talked about how people were changed. So the Father already solved this identity crisis by giving you a complete new body, a complete new identity in Christ. So when you grow in your new identity, you grow in your new authority. So when everybody else is running around like a chicken with their head cutting off, saying the sky is falling, the sky is falling, you're going to be cool, calm, and collected. Because it's not going to affect you. Because the thoughts can't penetrate you. So when you watch the news and you see what's going on in Mexico, when you see there's three tornadoes in the Gulf of New Mexico and they all turning and they all making the number 666, and then those three come through, now we got another one out there. And we see over in, was it North Korea, where my boy is flying nuclear wars over China, and everybody, ooh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? You're going to go home and eat, watch TV and eat Captain Crunch cereal and chill. Why? Because you've already read the scripture that says there are going to be wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff is going to happen. Mother will be against daughter, father against son, but don't worry, the end is not yet. And it says the end of the age, which is the eon, which is a 7,000-year period of time. It's the seven sevens, which is a whole other study for another time. So fear. So I'm going to ask the question as I close. What do you fear about, brother? See, in Luke chapter 4, after Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit, so are you full of the Holy Spirit? Probably not. So that's what you need to do. That's why you need to be on this series. Why? When you're full of the Spirit, you're led by the Spirit. But where does the Spirit lead you, brother? Oh, it led me to the promised land where I was rich and I was driving convertible Bentleys and I had diamond rings on every finger and I was living large. No, that's not what it says. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. He says that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So my life is a bunch of wilderness experiences. And each time I have a wilderness experience, I have the same response. What am I supposed to learn? I just take out pen and paper. I write it down so I can come and do a show and share it with you. So tomorrow when the devil shows up, and I was telling, I think I was talking with Brother Dana, and I will share something with him. I share with him, I'll share with you. Are you surprised when bad shit is happening in your life? If you are, we need to talk. Like, quick. Because that means you're doing some shizness right. See, when you get full of the Spirit, when you get on the right track, when you start mastering your space, when you become like Yahushua, when you speak as one who has authority, the demons take note. They show up and say, hey, let me test this fool. See, it says Jesus was tested in the wilderness. Like Job, the devil went to God. Well, actually, God told the devil, hey, Lucifer, you ain't doing nothing. Have you considered my servant Job? Lucifer said, well, you know what? I haven't really been paying no attention to that fool, but if you want me to go and check him out, I'll touch his buttons for you. God said, yeah, go ahead. Just can't kill him. So you down here, you oscillating and you vibrating and you getting your shitness together, and then the Spirit leads you into the wilderness. Why? Verse 2. Luke chapter 4, verse 2. Where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. Then the devil said unto him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man should not live by bread alone. People ask me all the time, well, Doc, you know, how come you don't do mantras and chants and meditations and all the stuff that they teach with the New Age gurus? I only, since 8, been using the Word of God. It ain't failed me yet. You think I'm a child? I don't give a damn how many people say that the Bible is full of holes and others. I got all the proof, too, to show what Constantine did to the Bible. I preach shows about it. I will tell you about the Flavinus Josephus. I can tell you the exact words he changed. I can tell you how they took out vows. The Bible calls them jots and tittles. Why do you think God said heaven and earth would pass away before one jot and one tittle? God already knew that they was going to play with the book. He already got a plan. So your job is not to freaking focus on the damn issues that God has already taken care of. I got people asking me about issues that God, are you God, brother? I tried to be God. I played God. I wanted to be Captain Save a Blank, and it doesn't work. It ain't my job to save nobody. I can't even save myself. So what is your job, brother? What is your job? You got one job only. Tomorrow, I need to make sure that you understand, because you need to have this before you can take the spirituals, the spirit realm series. If you go into the spirit realm and you don't know who you are, this is what's going to happen to you. These entities, which are energies, are going to say, Peter, we know. Paul, we know. But who are you? See, the devil knows who you are, and he knows when you're faking the funk. Now, you can lie to me. Now, I may not call you on it. But if you don't know who you are, because notice how the devil tempted Jesus. He says, if you are the Son of God, he questioned his identity. Who the hell are you, brother? With all respect. Who the hell are you, sister? With all due respect. Because right now, as I'm speaking, if I'm a betting man, I'm going to put my money on the fact that you probably don't have a good crystal clear clarity on whose you are and who you are. Therefore, you have no authority. So when you go into the valley of shadow and death, you are going to fear. When the Bible says we walk through the valley of shadow and death, fear no evil. People who fear are people who don't have identity. If I got an ID card, like I did when I left the country, and when we were on vacation and we left the ship and we had to come back in, I had to prove, in order to get on to go on vacation, where I had to prove I was an American citizen. So I walked up there very confidently. Now, what was my thoughts as I was approaching the ship to leave the United States? Was I worried? Let me answer the question for you. No. Why? Brother Will, why wasn't you worried, bro? Because I had something called identification. See, I didn't read it in the book. I didn't watch no YouTube videos. I got proof that I'm a United States citizen. Because there's something called a birth certificate that I've been talking about that proves my birth, my live birth. Now, what if I didn't have that? What if I was adopted and I didn't know my birth mother and my birth father, and I had no birth certificate, and I was over here and I was wandering around. I had no identity. I didn't know who my biological father was. I didn't know who my biological mother was. What if I didn't know? I just had an ideal. When I went to leave the country, I would be concerned. Fear is the result of a lack of identity. Let me make sure you understand. This is how the devil going to come at you, bro. Jesus is our example. He says, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. So when the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, he was questioning his identity. But notice, Jesus didn't prove his identity. How did Jesus answer him? Verse 5. Jesus answered him, so when the devil questions your identity, don't prove it. People who have to prove themselves don't know themselves. I used to do that. I used to try to prove that I was a master teacher. I wanted to go get degrees and certifications and all this other bullshitness to prove that I'm qualified to do what I do. Now I don't give a beep, 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 beep. Well, nobody thinks about what I do. You think I'm going to prove that I'm qualified to be a teacher? Man, listen to my damn shows, homie. They speak for themselves. Do you think a lion got to prove that he's the king of the jungle? King of the jungle? If you want to test the theory, if the lion is the king of the jungle, go to the jungle and take on the lion. Make sure you videotape, because I want to see it. I'm putting all my money, unless you go with technology, or Lucifer. Go to the lion with no gun. Watch what happens. Yeah, you're going to get mauled, homie. Why? The lion is the king of the jungle. He ain't got to prove it. He is it. So as long as you don't know who you are, you got to prove who you are. So the devil's going to come in and he's going to tell you, hey, you say you are the son of God. Damn Skippy. Because the offspring of the thing grows up to be like the thing. The Bible says I am a son. You think I'm going to walk around talking to demons and devils trying to prove to them that I'm righteous? You think I need some Reverend Dr. Bishop to give me some damn ordination paper so I can go preach? You think I need to be a part of somebody else's organization to give me some authority? No, that dog don't hunt, homie. You don't need it either. Is it good to have? Sure. Does it help? Absolutely. But do you need it? Jesus answered and said, it is written. All I'm going to ask you is one question. When you come to me with your problems and stuff, I'm going to ask you one question. Do you know where it's written? Jesus knew the word. So every time the devil comes to me, I reply with scriptures. Notice how Jesus answered. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Then did the devil leave? No. He said the devil led him up to a high place. So he came back with a higher level law and a higher form of temptation. The devil's going to order your lunch. Now, he ordered mine. I failed miserably, but I'm back. So what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen next? The devil's going to come back. So what do you think he's going to do? He's going to order my lunch again. Guess what I'm going to do this time, though? Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. You got to do the same thing. But how do you do that? You think saying it is going to do anything? Nah, that don't. What comes out of your mouth means nothing. What vibrates in your head, in your heart, and in your gut means everything. You got to have that three-stranded cord that I'm going to teach you how to establish starting on Monday. See, right now you got scriptures in your head, but them suckers ain't in your heart and they ain't in your gut. Therefore, Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? So, yeah, you got scriptures in your head, brother. You got a plan in your head. You got everything thought out. That's awesome. But when the shit hit the fan, what happens? See what's in your heart? Yeah, it comes out, bro. You can come in with this head knowledge. But when you go up against Lucifer, you're going to need head, heart, and gut. You got to have something in your gut, homie. If not, you cannot isolate in the spirit realm. There's real devils and demons out there, bro. So we're going to break down tomorrow who you're up against. See, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. These strongholds are found, talked about in the book of Ephesians. I think it's chapter 6. So tomorrow, we're going to break around the principalities and the rulers in the darkness. I've done this show many times, but I need you to understand why you need to be on this series on Monday. Because you think your enemy is your ex-wife. You think your enemy is the neighbor across the street or the person that you're beefing with on Facebook. Come on, man. That's freaking elementary school. Facebook beef? Like, really? How old are we now? And we're still going back and forth with stuff on Facebook? Now, I can talk about it because I was a fool. I did the same thing. I used to debate people on Facebook. Yeah, you won't see me doing that no more. Why? It's stealing your time. And it's stealing your energy. That's the plan. The plan, let me tell you a little secret. This is the devil's plan. The devil's plan is to keep you distracted so you never talk to people like me and take your own energy and use it to advance the kingdom of God. Instead, he's going to steal your energy. He's going to distract you. He's going to get you to do shit that don't matter. Hang out with people who ain't going nowhere. Drink, smoke, and be merry. And then by the time you look up, you're 90 years old and you ain't bust a grape. I've been there, done that. I got 2 t-shirts. But guess what? I ain't there no more. I am redeeming the time. And I'm looking for people who want to join me to redeem the time. Brothers and sisters, I'm way past and I'm way out of time. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. Tomorrow we'll continue with part 6 as we break down your true spiritual enemy. So you can understand who he, she, it is. So that way we can overcome and we can understand. Again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $49 donation today to join me. Series starts Monday, September the 25th. Be there or be square. Brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Just call me Brother Will. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. In fact, his name is the entire word. And may the Ruach and the Numa continue to lead you and guide you. It will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity, because that's the spirit realm. God bless.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.